Individuality. It's something we all have in common, but for some, the thing that makes them different, being gay, lesbian, bi, trans, or intersex, marks them out for abuse.
We've been used to, at the UN, talking about the human rights violations that members of the lesbian, gay, bi, trans community face. And they're very serious and they're very widespread. But we tend to think that the only people who are really affected are members of the LGBT community themselves. And what we want to get across with this event and the video that we're launching is that, in fact, we all suffer. Everyone in the community suffers. There's a knock-on impact because every trans kid who's forced out of school or thrown out of home, every gay kid who's bullied, or gays and lesbians who can't get jobs or are forced to flee their countries because they're persecuted, that's a loss for the community, for the economy, for business. And in the end, it translates into a smaller workforce, lower productivity, less economic output, lower tax revenues, less money for things like schools and hospitals and essential services.
So how prevalent is this kind of discrimination still in places like workplaces and schools?
It's prevalent. The UN Human Rights Office has documented widespread violence and discrimination against the LGBT community in countries right around the world. But of course, there are some parts of the world where it really is so deeply ingrained and codified in law, where the criminal laws of 76 countries punish people simply for existing as gay and lesbian or trans people. And so in those countries, people are especially at risk and especially living in fear and unable to access the same opportunities as everyone else.
It seems that there are economic gains to be had from a kind of level playing field, but also economic losses that result from basic discriminations.
This is true of the LGBT community. It's true of any community that's marginalised. You know, it's true of gender inequality. Any country that wants to get the most out of its people and be as productive as possible and generate the most economic growth needs to tap the talents, the resources of its entire population. And when one part of the population is marginalised, the rest of the population suffer. Everyone sinks.
Now, just describe this video and what the kind of core impact is that you'd like it to have.
The video that we're launching is called The Price of Exclusion. It brings together the latest research that's been done by the UN, by its agencies, by the World Bank, by academic researchers and NGOs on the real cost of discrimination, a lot of which is not captured in a lot of our everyday debates and in official data, but really kind of joining the dots between the bullying and harassment and discrimination and exclusion of LGBT people and the knock-on consequences for the rest of the economy.
Now, in those cultures where discrimination is still a real issue, I mean, how persuasive do you think videos like this can really be?
Well, you know, the first step is to raise awareness and to get people talking about these issues. And you need to come at it from multiple different angles of approach. You know, we do talk about violence and discrimination as human rights abuses. And every country, every member of the United Nations, every member state has legal obligations to protect human rights. But this is another angle of approach. We're saying, look, you do have these legal obligations. In addition, insofar as you're not meeting them, it's costing your economy. It's costing your society. And I think information, informing the debate, feeding this debate, is going to help to shift the ground, and I hope we can speed up the process of change in those countries that are still resisting.
Is the process moving as fast as it could be at this point?
Well, you know, it's always half glass full, half glass empty. I think, you know, I work on a wide range of human rights issues, from gender equality to the battle against racism and the quest for rights for people with disabilities, a whole lot of other issues too, and I'm aware that we've still got a lot of resistance when it comes to LGBT equality. But at the same time, I can't think of another issue where, if you look back over 20 years, we've seen as much progress as we have on this issue. So I'm very hopeful. We've seen how quickly things can change, both the legal framework and people's attitudes. And we're still seeing that process unfold in countries around the world.